The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the people saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into boats and crossed to Capernaum to look for Jesus. And when they found him on the other side, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you most solemnly, you are not looking for me because you have seen the signs, but because you had all the bread you wanted to eat. Do not work for food that cannot last, but work for food that endures to eternal life, the kind of food the Son of Man is offering you. For on him, the Father, God himself, has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do if we are to do the works that God wants?" Jesus gave them this answer, "This is working for God. You must believe in the one he has sent." So they said, "What sign will you give us to show that we should believe in you? What work will you do? Our fathers had manna to eat in the desert. As scripture says, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus answered, "I tell you most solemnly, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven. It is my Father who gives you the bread from heaven, the true bread. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "give us that bread always." Jesus answered, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry. He who believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. I think if we were to advertise that there's a free picnic or just free food, we'd probably have usually plenty of takers, which is normally goes for anything that's free. As my dad always said, remember that anything that's said to be free isn't, because somebody's paid for it. And Jesus, in a way, picks that up. Because he says in the gospel, he's trying to lift the people to a higher plane, not just on that free little bit that they've had. He's trying to take them beyond just satisfying their daily needs, but pointing to the eternal life. Remember, they say to him, "What sign?" And I spoke to you last week about the importance of signs, particularly in John's gospel. And the sign that he gave was feeding the 5,000. This is following that. And they want more signs. Well, John gives them 7 in total, as I said to you then, followed by 7 I am sayings that we come back to. But signs point the way. And what now Jesus is saying, I want to look beyond the sign to where the signs are pointing. And I think he's really saying to them, there are important questions which you should be asking. Who is this that's with you that's multiplied the loaves and the fishes? Where's he come from? Why did he come? And he's challenging them in a way to look and answer that and move beyond just the day-by-day food and its physical requirements to beyond that. Because he says, don't work for the food that cannot last, but food that endures for the eternal life. Obviously, we speak about going to work to earn our daily bread, that humble crust or the hard crust that it may be. And we know that it's important that we do, that to keep body and soul together, keep families together, to build ourselves up, we need work, we earn our daily bread. And in no way is Jesus saying not to do that. But he's trying to get them, as they say these days, to think outside the box or to widen it beyond just the food that endures today, but the food of eternal life. And so they say, work, they ask, how do we work for God? And the punchline of the entire passage, in a way, comes now. He says, this is working for God. Believe in the one who he has sent. And what he sent you, I'm here with you. In a way, they catch the implications of that because they see that he's claiming to be Messiah. Last week, you may remember at the end of the Gospel that they were wanted to capture him and make him king, but that was the wrong sort of Messiah. He slipped away. He slipped away, and they find him. When did you come here? How did you do this? You know, they're wondering. But it comes back to Moses, because you see, Moses had given them that, and there's someone greater than Moses here, is what he's saying. So Jesus takes up that, the manna. One feature of manna was that it lasted for a day. So each day they had to go out and collect it. And if you remember, on the sixth day there were two lots, so you got enough for the next day, for the Sabbath. But it was just daily, just enough. But Jesus is saying, but what I'm offering you is much more than any of all that. Not just your needs for this day, but for every day and for all time. The eminent psychiatrist Carl Jung wrote of one factor common to all his patients who were in the second half of life. When he was writing, that was just past their mid-30s. We don't call that midlife now. But they did then. And if you think, when the Health Act came in 1948, and you got your pension, most men died between 65 and 70. Well, we know life's moved on and we've changed and we're living beyond that. But when he was writing, that's what he was. But what he said, without exception, whatever their problem, it was in some ways rooted in finding a religious outlook on life. None of them was really healed unless they found a religious outlook. Because he was saying that we need a comprehensive meaning to hold all the parts together, a lasting direction. And I thought that was just an interesting reflection, because in a way that's what Jesus is bringing the people, getting them beyond just the daily bread. It's going much further than all that. Just in the way that the Roman emperors of old diverted the attention of the people from social injustices and the harshness of the times and their reign by supplying them with bread and circuses. And because when I think of circuses, I remember saying to you, and some of you remember this, on Peter and Paul feast, that on the balcony at St. Peter's, on the night that Pope Benedict was elected, and the American cardinal, whose eyes were fixed, not here, but staring into the middle distance and beyond looking. And the commentators asked, what was he looking at? And he says, looking to the hills beyond and to Circus Maximus, which, of course, is where the emperors entertained the people and gave them bread too. But I bring that because, you see, the point that he was making was that where are they all now? Gone. But where is Peter now? Standing next to him. But you see, that's Jesus who gives Peter and all of us the bread of life, and that's what goes on. But of course, nowadays it's not bread and circuses, but any entertainment is liberally supplied by the ever-increasing entertainment business, which I've spoken to again about the iPads and all the other entertainment, all those things that happen. But in a sense, life falls apart from the inside and society rots at the core when the hungers of the soul are not dealt with. Is it any wonder then that as people go away from God or pick a mixed religion or none at all particularly, that there's an increase in suicide, that there's instability in relationships, there's infidelity, there's dependence on drugs and sex and alcohol. And it's really the Lord saying, you need to clarify ourselves, the whence and the whither of life. not just the daily bread and the entertainment for today, but for the eternal life. And that's what Jesus is challenging there in Capernaum. Look beyond the physical hungers of every day to the deeper quests of the human spirit. Because St. Augustine says, our souls are made for thee and find no rest until they rest in thee. And so Jesus says, I am the bread of life. That's the first of the great statements of the I am sayings that we get there. And the controversies that following it, which we shall have another next week, break for the assumption, and then one on the last week. But it's all Jesus saying, who is this? Can you see who it is? Because he is the bread of life. And if we put our faith in him, then it means, as the second reading said, leaving behind the old corrupt ways of thinking, crossing out the I in ourselves, the self-centeredness, and thinking more with Jesus as we journey with him, because he feeds us always. So that was the whole point about Peter standing next to him. The Lord has continued to feed his people ever since Jesus said, I am the bread of life. It's what we come and what we receive to strengthen us, not just for now, but food for the eternal life.